Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last 2 weeks of the show. You can call in and give us your opinion at 914-338-1239, and you can use Skype to call in or join us in our chat room. Follow us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. Friend us on Facebook, and our Facebook page is Diva Days of Our Lives. That's a fan page, or we have another page, Diva Days. And I'm back doing my live tweets while watching Days of Our Lives at 3 p.m. Eastern. I just did that again yesterday because I moved my computer back into my living room, which makes it a lot easier. And you can follow me at, it helps, huh, at Diva Abdul. And all the links to all those accounts are right here on our show page. And I'm going to announce the girls, and then I have some announcements to make. So we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
And we have Miss Marianne.
Hello.
Hello. A few things I just posted on the blog. You guys go to the blog now. Nivelle J. Lee from Buzzworthy, Block Talk Radio show. Nivelle is a wonderful soap fan, and I think he's interviewed pretty much everybody from Days of Our Lives. He even interviewed James Scott, which is like the Holy Grail, basically. James doesn't do any interviews. Nivelle's nominated for a People's Choice Award, so there's a link to it on the Diva blog if you want to vote for Nivelle. And you have to vote via PC. You cannot use your phone to vote. So go vote for Nivelle. He's a great guy, and he's a huge soap supporter, huge Days of Our Lives supporter. So we want to support Nivelle. Yeah, he called in with our Tom Cassiello interview, and that was really a lot of fun. We really enjoyed that. I made a couple changes to the blog. If you want to subscribe via email, you can do that now on the blog. It's on the top right of the screen. Yeah. You type in your email, and all the latest blogs will show up in your inbox. And this week I was busy. I'm selling my old Soap Opera Digest and Soap Opera Weeklies on eBay, and that's also linked on the Diva blog. So if you feel like buying something for yourself or your friends, I have about, right now, 5 magazines for sale, but I probably have hundreds to put up. So I'm trying to blow them out. I'm not trying to make money. They're 99 cents a piece. So, I mean, seriously, if you want, you know, this 4-year-old cover of James Scott, I got it for you. Yes. So, yeah, I know. It's just, you know, it's just taking up space and collecting dust. So yeah. It was time for it all to go. So that's the latest on the... Yeah, just like, it's not like I'm going to read them again. I wish I never got rid of my ones from the 80s, though, to tell you the truth.
I held on to all the Tony and Anna stuff for a long time, and then when I moved from Houston, I think I can't remember if I finally parted with it or if I left it in Houston in storage. So one of these days I'll find out.
I have another announcement I just forgot. We did get a yes from Patrick Muldoon for an hour-long call-in show. But Patrick's hilarious. We can't nail him down for a date. It was supposed to be the 15th at 10 p.m., and then he just unconfirmed it today. So, well, we really, really, really have to confirm. We'll announce a date and time for Patrick. So, but you can get your questions ready now.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Taking some good ones. Yeah, he's super nice. So, you know, don't be intimidated to call in. He's a super nice guy. So, I think everything with the. Oh, and I forgot. Yeah, before Thanksgiving, I interviewed Deidre. About her new book. The book's called How Does She Do It? And it's basically about makeup and hair. It just got wonderful tips. And she has neat stuff in it, too, like work on your posture. And she even has butt exercises. And, it's a really great book. And, I mean, I took notes. I mean, I have stuff I want to go out and buy. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it's cool because you figure Deidre's tried everything. You know what I mean? So if she's saying, yeah, this thing works, even though she doesn't endorse, she doesn't endorse brands, that she endorses, in a sort of speaking, products. So you're going to probably try out the brands yourself and see which one you like the best. But, you know, it's neat to hear someone like that, because her parents is everything, you know, with her line of work. To say, hey, you know, do this. You can do this or don't do that. And it was nice. And it's nice hearing from Deidre. Yeah. And it's cute pictures, too. I had no idea about this. She is actually a natural brunette. I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
yeah.
She's gone for so many years. I never knew that.
Her
sister was always darker hair when her sister was on the show. Remember, it was darker. Yeah.
A little bit darker. But then, except for when they killed her sister off, then they looked.
But I mean, when she came back, when her sister came back, is what character she came back as?
Hattie May or something.
Okay.
I didn't watch it during that particular era, but I seem to remember reading about that.
Yeah. I thought she was natural blonde because I mean, her hair always looks great. I never noticed any roots or anything. But, yeah, the pictures of her and her sister when they were little, they were brunettes. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Okay, so what everybody wants us to talk about is e-jammy sex on the couch.
I just happened to finish watching it, so I'm still in the afterglow.
That's not much of an afterglow.
The afterglow I'm feeling right now. That poor Demira couch, though, sure gets a workout.
Hey, it's the Demiras, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not only the couch in the mansion that gets a workout, you know.
Poor Will, he's always walking in on things.
He was going to get a workout, too.
Yeah.
Put her up against the desk there.
Yeah. Or whatever that was.
A desk or book? I don't know what it was.
Or a
bookcase? I don't know.
Or
whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was good. We need more of that on Days. Tell you that. Better than safe sex. Oh, God.
You know what? I think there should have been a drinking game for how many times they used the word safe during that episode. It was kind of...
There was nothing safe about that sex, I'll tell you that.
Not to the safe fans, but every time Rafe or somebody else said, oh, I'm glad you're safe, I was just like going, oh, that's just...
So were they safe, though, or are we going to get a e-jammy baby in 9 months? Since, you know...
Probably.
Single-shot EJ keeps knocking up women all the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
I hope not.
I don't know. Yeah, she has enough kids, really.
Yeah. Oh, God. Seriously, 5 kids. I'd be crying. Well, her kids are cute, but come on. She doesn't watch them half the time, but still. Oh, my God. So the whole thing with Will, I mean... That poor kid, he's just devastated.
Seeing his mother and then not seeing your mother having sex, but then then your girlfriend breaks up with you.
He's had a bad week.
Really bad week.
Poor
guy's confused. He's really confused.
The first documented case of going gay because they saw their mom screwing EJ. You know, I'm just kidding.
Did you see him after he saw Sammy and EJ? He actually went out and got sick, you know?
That was kind of funny, actually.
It was. Yeah. Oh, poor Will.
You know, he's a good little actor. I got to give it to him. He is a good actor.
Honestly, he's a great actor.
Since the very beginning, when he first came on the show, I mean, we were all kind of sad to see that other kid go, but, you know, it was, I think his name was Dylan or something.
He's turned into
a
good actor.
You know, he came in, and it's like, I remember seeing him in scenes with, like, these power actors and characters like Stefano and Kate, you know, Lauren and Joe and stuff. And I was thinking, you know, I mean, they've got, I'm sure they're supportive of him and, you know, these younger kids and stuff, I'm sure they always try to be very supportive and everything. But it's like, I was impressed that he seemed to really hold his own when he was in scenes with them, because I think I would be like wanting to cry or something if I was in a scene with Stefano or so, you know, I mean, but it's like he really came in and had command of the character from the very beginning. So and he's just grown, as far as I'm concerned, he's just grown as an actor since. So anyway, so yeah, he's done a great job.
Save Jack and Jen in the chat room said, and no one saw the throw up on the steps. So it looked like he was going to puke.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Sammy slipped on it on the way out the door.
She's oh, like, no.
Well, I didn't throw up when I saw it.
I didn't either. I was like,
sick,
give me more.
In a very sick and twisted way. I saw a scene that you had mentioned Tom Casciello earlier, Carrie, that I saw him tweet something about, I'm so glad the writers get who... he said something like, I'm so glad to see the EJ and Sammy that I know and love return or something like that. And he said, I'm glad the writers get how twisted they are or something. And I thought,
twisted
that's
they
true.
Are. Yeah.
I mean, but that's
which
why we
true.
Love that they are so twisted.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we
and notice
to,
they were very
we
careful.
Want them to be that way.
They were very careful to show that Sammy was just as into it as EJ was. Yeah, she was ripping his clothes off just as quickly as he was ripping hers off.
Oh, yeah,
so,
there's something still there between us. They can deny it all they want.
There was no argument
yeah.
there if it was forced on anyone or anything like that. So.
No, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she wanted it
I
just
mean,
as much.
You know,
yeah.
And then, I mean, and then they were so great, too, afterwards when they both realized, it's like you could tell they were realizing.
Did
oh,
you
know
they
like
jumped
that,
apart? It
it's that
so
reminder
funny.
Then, like, oh, yeah, our son is dead. Oh, crap. You know, oh, awful.
Yeah.
Oh, how awful. And then also, oh, my gosh, what did we just do, you know?
What did we
so,
just do?
And, in the, you know, the gravity of both, the, you know, the seriousness of both of those things hitting. I thought they did a great job.
Great, I mean, well acted by the, oh, yeah. The whole grief thing, too, before,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was phenomenal. I just loved
they
it.
They both did. I think they both did well, yeah. Really good. I really enjoyed it. I mean, everything, the acting.
You know.
Yeah.
They could have taken a few minutes off, though, to, you know, like, take your time a little bit and actually take some clothes off. I think that's the first time I've ever seen fully clothed sex on Days of Our Lives before.
Yeah, they didn't take they were, like, ripping apart, but, like, nothing really much came off.
Nothing really came off.
Yeah, like, yeah, why didn't EJ should have been, like, shirtless. He should have saw a
yeah.
complete.
Oh, yeah, we should have
yeah.
at least got
why can't
shirtless.
We see
yeah.
EJ shirtless? I just don't get
he
that.
He must have something
he's
in his
crazy.
Contract.
I don't know. No, it must, Jane.
Poor,
come on.
Poor, good for us, but poor Eric Martsov must not have that in his contract.
I don't know, but there's always an excuse for him to take a shirt off.
I know,
but, like,
I know.
EJ's not allowed. Just because he's in the mirror? I don't know, whatever. I don't know.
Well, with James, he has all those tattoos, so that's part of a pain in the ass too. He's got one on, one on his left forearm, and I think the right shoulder, a huge one on his right shoulder.
Oh,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, remember Brian had one that looked like the Phoenix or whatever on his back or somewhere on his arm or something.
Right.
And they used to make him. Cover it with makeup until finally I think when he went gray a little bit they finally let him show some of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, after he was in after he was in prison.
That's right.
It's his prison tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He was probably so happy he didn't have to cover it up anymore.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. It's on my list though, but yeah, so I just reported that Ryan was on the set. This week.
Yeah, I saw that. Up Over Digest said that.
Yeah, that's huge news. And assuming Allison Sweeney didn't tweet about it, as far as I know, that it must be hush-hush, because if he was just visiting, I think Allison would have tweeted a picture, don't you think?
Who knows?
Yeah. Well,
it was nice to hear that he was around. You know, if that rumor is true, it was nice that... to hear that he was around and everything.
But boy, that rumor's been around for quite a while, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's been suggested, rumored, yeah. That's even the writer, Marlene kind of alluded to it a little bit in her tweets.
Yeah, she accidentally tweeted instead of texting that BD back in May or something like that. That's what it was. It was LH, so people thought it was Lee DeCourt. Some people thought it was Leanne Hunley. You know, some people thought it was Lindsay Hartley.
I think she tweeted something about Lucas Upton yet or something. We see him yet or whatever she tweeted, it kind of was like a hint or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, let's hope that it's true, because, I mean, I know a lot of people will be happy to see him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it makes sense.
Will storyline.
Yeah, it does.
With Will, the whole thing, especially now with Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and since we have all of our Jack fans in the chat room, we got to talk about how awesome Matt Ashford has been. I mean, he's been awesome, I've been saying, since he came back, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Marlena and even Abby this week, he did a great scene. Jack submitted her article to some kind of journalism contest, and she won. It was just, you know, such a nice moment. You know, that was kind of like the parent and child episode of the week. There was some other stuff going on. It just seemed like that was a
big
scene.
And he was
worried
about her being upset, and she wasn't, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But then we had to watch Daniel and Jennifer. I mean, she was all over him this week. And it's like, I mean, you're not 18 anymore. I mean, you don't need to be, you know, jamming your tongue down your boyfriend's throat in front of your cousin. I mean,
was
crazy.
Oh, yeah, with Daniel and,
There
is that who you're talking about in front of Bo and Hope?
Yeah, they were looking through Alice's boxes. And, like, every 10 seconds, she's like, you know, sucking his brains out. It's not really appropriate, you know. And even Bo was, like, you know, trying to get her to stop, and she just kept going. And it seemed kind of desperate, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she was kind of forcing herself.
She was worrying that he wasn't going to show up or something.
It's like she's trying to kiss Daniel to get Jack out of her head. That's just my feeling on it. You know, it wasn't something they insinuated on the show. To me, I think it was forced. You know, I don't think it was real natural. I think she's trying to make herself pick Daniel. But I'm actually kind of glad Jack's been out of her orbit, though, and had that great scene with Marlena, and people were mentioning in the chat room, they brought up Jack's past with his with both of his fathers, his adopted father, Harper Devereaux, and his real father. And basically kind of saying, you know, he's had such a twisted past when it comes to trusting people who aren't trustworthy, you know, with his fathers and stuff, that, you know, he pushes people away. That was interesting, but you see Madison doing that, and it's not interesting. But, you know, constantly trying to push Brady away, but you see Jack doing it.
I cannot stand Brady and Madison. I love Brady, but I cannot stand.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, you know me and my obsession with Brady being shirtless, but
Madison character.
But it's like, okay, so
like
it takes a lot.
Again.
It takes a lot for me to have to fast forward through a Brady shirtless scene, but I did because I didn't want to see that sickening crap between him and Madison. So, I mean, and so I don't fault Eric. I mean, he's doing a great job, but the only scenes I like him in are with people other than, like, I like the scenes, you know, I guess since it's fresh on my mind when I was watching the Jammy Sex episode, yeah, I liked the scenes with Nicole, and I was like, oh, I miss Nicole, you know, because he was still trying to look out for her and everything and be like, you know, you keep going back to EJ, and he's not, So he kind of falls back into that role of sort of wanting to protect her and stuff, and I was like, oh. So, yeah, I cannot stand, I can't stand Madison. I cannot stand her wardrobe. I think the wardrobe people must not like that character because it's like, oh.
What the hell was that? She was wearing that lacy back dress.
Did you see that dress to work?
Yeah, with the blue bra, and the skirt is really, really high.
I don't know. Talk about a hoochie wardrobe. I mean,
yeah, who wears that kind of stuff to work? Really?
She's working for Quinn.
I don't believe in doing that kind of stuff with coworkers or employer, you know, at the office and stuff. And that's like, okay, but you're wearing stuff that indicates that you are willing to be naked at any given time for any given reason.
I don't know.
It's just tacky. I don't know. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't remember the lacy look or the lacy back being in. I mean, maybe it's just me. I'm not singing anywhere. That was kind of in, actually, when I was in high school, so that was like 20 years ago. I have the lacy, I never wore it, but you have the lace in the back. But I mean, it's so low, though, your entire bra is exposed. And I just don't think that's a good look at all. But yeah, so yeah, so you have Madison, and I don't care what her backstory is. I don't care why she pushes people away. I'm kind of interested in why her and Kate don't get along. That, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I could see
why.
One
who, wait, say that again. I don't understand why
she doesn't get along with, why, you know, what her problem is with Kate. If it's something more personal
Madison?
Than just, yeah, Kate and Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a competition. I mean, other than just her being the competition.
Yeah, it seems like there's something more.
Maybe there is more. You never know.
Yeah.
But Kate the singer, Kate actually won this week, though, for like the first time in, what, 3 months.
Yes, I know. I loved that. And so is this the week that she said something about your karma sucks? I was cracking up. But yeah, I loved that. I loved that she finally got the upper hand. I mean, she should have had the upper hand all along, but I'm glad Kate finally had the upper hand for a change. I mean, it's probably going to backfire on her somehow, but I still am glad that they, you know, that she had Madison going for a change.
Now, I didn't get to watch the rest of today's show, but it seemed like Kate was overhearing this conversation between Sammy and Madison's going to almost sound like she's going to fire Sammy. Wouldn't it be interesting if Sammy says, screw you, Madison, and goes with Kate, you know, goes and works with Kate, and somehow her and Kate, you know,
kind of
team up together, you know, former enemies team up together to go after Madison.
Because Sammy and, I mean, because Sammy and Kate, they have that long history, but they also have that frenemy kind of energy, you know.
Of that's been alluded to already on the show.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
Kate
like
being
when,
concerned
when,
for Sammy when Johnny was missing. And,
right.
Yeah. So.
And speaking of that, I just wanted to gag. You know, Madison continues to get the Dr. Tan miracle working treatment of, well, you were sabotaging, you know, my client, my relationship with my client, Kate. I was out trying to find your grandson, Johnny. You know, oh, please. And I loved Kate's line was, well, I'm good at multitasking. I loved
that. Yeah, that was good.
I can do both.
And she didn't do it until she was, supposedly didn't do that until Johnny was found. But anyway, you know, whatever. But I just thought, oh, please, I mean, please do not try to paint Madison as a saint of any kind, because she's not.
Mm-mm.
So.
That was, whole thing was kind of weird. I missed a little bit of beating. I don't understand why Sammy was at the spa when she hadn't been to work in several days. That was kind of weird.
What was odd? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and then Madison's still harping on Quinn about having Kate's products. It's like, okay, let it go. You lost. You know what I mean? Get over it.
Right. Unless that was all an act or something. I don't know. Who knows? But what I found awkward was, okay, so Rafe gives her this nice massage gift and all. What husband shows up at the spa and follows his wife around while she's trying to relax? I mean, unless he's there to get one too, you know, but... But it was just so awkward that Rafe was there, you know, and then and he's throwing in these barbs against Madison or trying to defend Sammy, and it was kind of cracking me up. I'm like, you're not helping. You know, it's like, but I don't know. That whole deal was awkward, but, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what was going on there, but, yeah, I just want to see some more Kate and Sammy scenes because they're great together.
Yeah, the spoilers keep pointing to Kate and Sammy getting along in the future. I don't know if Kate's complaining or what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it sounds interesting.
Yeah. But, it definitely puts another angle to the whole thing somehow. But,
you know, I enjoyed Quinn hitting on Kate when it was near the same episode as Kate and Roman. I was like, no, I'd rather have that than Roman instead of Quinn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
I was kind of wishing. I love the Cayman scene. I saw you tweeted about that, too.
Yeah.
I love the Cayman scene. I wish it had been longer. And of course, you know, you always wish, you know. But I was glad that they had a scene, you know, and that Roman was trying to look out for her and stuff. Of course, then he goes and he has a scene with Madison. He's trying to look out for her, too. I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed those scenes, and I know Lauren and Josh enjoy working together, so it was nice to see them get a scene together. The only thing that would have been really cool is if while she was fooling around, I think she was the one that was sort of fooling around with the jars, you know, she was touching the jars. It would have been really cool if, like, Roman had, like, grabbed one of them and touched her hand or something. That would have been really cool. But, oh well, that's just my Cayman fantasy world. And I did like the. I have to admit, though, I liked the Quinn massage. I mean, I liked the Quinn hand massage. I kind of tweeted about that afterwards. Not that I want him hitting on.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want him hitting on her or anything. But I'm like, you know, I mean, that was kind of sexy.
Why not?
Exactly.
Go for it, Kate.
I know.
Just add another one.
I did.
Kate, come on.
I tweeted. You know what annoyed me?
Oh, but she
me,
is
though,
married. You know. So
yeah.
True.
Yeah. But I
think
did,
the writers
I mean,
are starting to forget that, though.
Exactly.
We're hoping that we forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tweeted today, I said something to the writers like, I love that Kate is, reminding everyone that she's married to Stefano DiMera. I just wish we'd actually see them in a scene together, or see them together, or something like that.
Right.
And, I mean, because we never see them together anymore. They're either, he's calling her, she's calling him, they're talking to, you know, she's talking about him. But he's off screen, you know, and it's like I will say, you know, the new writers, I don't know if they just don't get the appeal of State or what. I don't know. Because, I mean, a lot of people really enjoy them. I mean, they really like them together. And this whole thing of the king and queen of the dark king and queen of Salem has kind of been lost. They did have that scene a while back where he was proud of her for she'd come up with some scheme. And he was like, you know, I can't remember his exact words, but he was really complimentary of her skills as, you know, a devious woman. So, you know, and I love the whatever scenes they have together, I always love. It's just frustrating because we just never see them in the same place anymore.
Jason47, who has that website, he's great with Dave's stats. He thinks, just looking at the amount of episodes Joe Muscola's in, he thinks Joe's down to one episode a week.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. That's what it seems
like. He thinks that's contractual. So if that's the case, we're probably not going to see him. I mean, you know, and these stupid scenes he's having with Christian Alfonso are, I mean, so lame. You know, like, oh yeah, Hope, he's just going to confess to you what the paperweight's about. Sure.
He's going to walk into the mansion. And get him to answer, right.
Okay, sure, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I miss Kate and Stefano. And, you know, when I interviewed Lauren a few weeks ago, got the impression there was nothing on the horizon with them two either. So, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
No, you know, I don't know
they
why.
They can only do what the writers give them, you know?
Right.
Or the producers.
Yeah, if
you're
not in a scene together, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
They still have a following, and, you know, they've built the relationship over 2+ years, plus the characters had a history together, which made it even more interesting. So
I
mean, it's hard because I feel like sometimes like the gray characters that we love are kind of like being diminished, you know. I don't know. It's frustrating. I did notice, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but back to the Jammy Six. I don't know why I keep thinking of that. But anyway, they were both wearing gray that day. Did you notice? They were color coordinated and they were in gray. So I thought that was
I noticed they coordinate a lot of the couples or a lot of people that are in the same scene. They do have like coordinating colors on a lot.
I also thought that was sort of symbolic, though, too, for the gray characters that they are. I was like, yes, I love that. So, yeah. So, anyway. I know. And there was the whole Will thing at the at Maggie's flop house and kitchen.
I didn't see all of that, but so.
You know, I have to say, I used to hate the, like, quote-unquote teen scene, but at least we have young adult scene now. I really like pretty much everyone.
So bad, really.
I really like them. I think partly because they're good actors, and I think they're good. I think they're all capable actors. And, you know, I think we've gotten to know them in various circumstances, not just like they've inserted these 21-year-olds into into scenes together like they used to do when they had Mia or Maya, that whole disaster. But I like the way they have integrated the young people in with the older, the more mature character stories. But yet when they get together, you feel like, okay, it's not just a bunch of kids getting together that we don't care about. We care about, somewhat care about their stories, and we care about them as characters for the most part. And they all kind of have something to them, you know. So I enjoyed that, to them just getting together and all. And then, of course, what it ended up with Will, Chandler Massey did a great job in that episode. And, you know, I really feel like Camilla Bannis has done a good job, too. I mean, she's playing Gabby. She plays Gabby. And I don't know, I thought it was really
powerful.
They're
giving her something to do. I mean, they're giving her some good material to finally work with.
Right.
I mean, she really didn't have much to work with to begin with anyway. So it seemed like she was just there. With
to do. She was just a pretty face just hanging around.
Ray's sister. Ray's little sister, and that was about it. Really.
Right.
Yeah.
And she finally got some material. And I think, I really think that it was a pretty powerful episode. You know, it really was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I hope that, surely Chandler will get some sort of a Emmy nod, this year or something for his work, because he's really done a great job. And I've actually liked the whole story, little mini story with the website and everything, like what's going on there. Somebody's hacking into their site, using it as a gambling site.
Gambling.
Well, who's behind that? Yeah. Who knows if that'll develop into anything or if it's just, out there, but I don't know, and I like Sonny. I think he's cute, and, I don't know. I like it because I was really afraid when they first started talking about, like, gay storylines and everything. I thought, oh, no, they're going to screw it up. They're just going to screw it up because Dave just screws stuff up like that, But I have to commend them, both the previous writers and the current writers, that was great casting on the part of bringing the kid in, Freddie Smith, that plays Sonny. I liked him immediately, and I didn't think I was going to. I just thought it was going to be like a, PSA for gay teenager or something. And it really, he won me over immediately. And of course, it helped that Adrian and I'm drawing a blank, Wally, Adrian and Justin. Were in this, were his parents and there and in the scenes with him. But I really like the way it's like, okay, these guys are hanging out together, and it's like one of them, well, maybe now two of them are gay, but, they're not, like, making it, like, an issue. They're just all friends, and I like that about it. I like that they're handling it in a mature, real-life kind of way, as far as I can tell, so. And then to see Will's journey as things kind of evolve, and everything
in
his life.
Slow. It's been slow. Yeah, they haven't.
Yeah, it's kind of been like
didn't
Victor
just
and Maggie.
It on us,
it's
like all of us.
Yes,
he's finding
yes,
it. He's struggling with it. Is what he's doing, and he's trying to talk to his, to Marlena about it or whatever. But yeah,
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So I like the way they've done it. It's kind of like the slow burn, like with Victor and Maggie. They took a couple of years to really develop that story. And now, of course, where are they? I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, so now,
they got
now
married,
they're married,
and now
we won't see them. Yep, exactly. So now they're happy and married, so now we won't see them. It's always that way.
So frustrating. Well, they have a lot.
We
got to
give them
some
conflict now.
Yeah. Well, I guess they will when she figures out that Victor was the one that was shopping her eggs somewhere in town.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, gosh. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. What else? I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, Sally was saying on the chat room that the website story is so unbelievable. It is. I mean,
yeah,
I don't understand.
But I mean, it's nice that... But it's nice that they have some sort of story, you know, some sort of business that they're trying to do or something, you know. It's better than them just showing up at the coffee shop just to show up at the coffee shop and talk about nothing. You know what I mean? At least, I'm not saying it's the most well-written story or that it's believable or anything. I'm just saying, I guess I'm comparing it to past teen stories. And
well, look
at
the egg storyline. How believable is that one?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Of course, then, you know, this is a show that had a possession.
Really?
So like,
I mean, well, you could go back over
really,
the years and pick one.
We
they're
can't
all
claim
unbelievable.
To be purist here. You know?
That's so.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So speaking of these different the eggs that are going around here, the mothers and who the fathers are, and now this question with EJ, I just heard today or read today. That, you know, how I'm worrying about, he has to be a DeMiro. He has to be Stefanos. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hearing, maybe now John is his father.
Oh, I hadn't heard that rumor.
But you know how Susan Banks always was for John, loving John. Well, that Stefano, you know how he's always messed with Marlenas. Maybe it was John. Maybe it's John and Susan. Who knows? Maybe it'll turn out to be another John and Marlena baby. Who knows? But I've heard now.
Oh, Lord,
that
please no.
I know.
That.
I know.
Or maybe
I don't
what
know.
About G? What was it like? The submarine sex. Yikes.
That
I
made
hope that wasn't EJ.
Yeah. Now we're thinking, I was just going to be another Maggie. You know, is Maggie going to be the mother and Stefano was the father? Or now it's not even Stefano's going to be the father. Now it's John. And there goes the whole... But is John a DeMiro? Are we really? He's supposed to be. But they don't acknowledge that anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's, but now they're not going to make him a DeMiro anymore because they've kind of ignored that whole part of history there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So
I
don't know. So is that taking Stefano out of the picture completely now? It's like, I don't know.
I just really feel like they're, diminishing the DeMiras, It's like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
don't know.
I can see it. Yeah. It's just like they don't...
They better change that
it's
really
just gonna
quick.
Be all
a lot of people...
You have to have a villain, because you're going to villain.
Yeah.
If you're going to make everybody related to the Bradys and Hortons, how boring is that?
Exactly.
Really? But
well, the thing,
know.
Yeah, the thing of it is, it's like we have to have the great characters, and and it's just it's frustrating because they brought this Madison character in that's just who knows what's going on with her, but it's like I hate it when characters
well, her,
come in and they
to be
take over everything.
EJ,
somehow. I know, what
she
is
has
that about?
I heard that too. That her and EJ are supposed to be brother or end up brother and sister. I'm there. What? Where's these? Maybe these are just all wild rumors. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of them are probably red herrings and stuff. But
I just not like.
I mean,
what
I guess
I'm
they have. I guess they have us guessing. I guess that's one good thing. But
well,
it's
they
like
do,
most
yeah.
of the most of the answers we don't like. So it's kind of like.
I know.
It's like I don't know. So I am liking the political stuff though. When they do have the encounters, like how'd you guys like Jen going after Nicole when they got? I was like, oh, Jen.
Yeah,
I love Nicole, but I thought that was great. That was like, woo, Jen, show it, do it.
Yeah.
So
she's
gonna
play dirty now too.
But
hey, I can play dirty
really,
too.
I thought those were pretty well written scenes and definitely well executed. So, and I like the whole dynamic with EJ and Nicole and that whole, you know, like that was kind of embarrassing because like all of a sudden Jen's basically calling her on it and everything is in front of EJ. But then EJ didn't care because, you know, they achieved their goal in a way and stuff. So it was like, whatever. Oh.
Yeah. I do like EJ and Nicole together, but EJ makes me like him with Sammy and with Nicole. It's like
mm-hmm.
hard to, yeah. And same with Nicole. I like her with Brady, but yet I like her with EJ. So between James Scott and Ari, I mean, they make it believe, I mean, they can be with, you like them with more than one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just like I like Kate in a lot of the pairings.
Oh yeah.
Because I just think mm-hmm. I think she is an actor. You know, Lauren is an actress, brings a lot to any relationship, you know, any on-screen relationship that she has. And you know, let's face it, most of the guys she's been matched with have been pretty, you know, been
she's had
quite
them all,
enjoyable to either watch or they've been
all the hot ones.
You know,
mm-hmm.
attractive in one way or another. And so.
Who's next?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the website thing, yeah. The thing is, that drives me even dumber because Melanie and Chad get kidnapped shortly.
What? By who?
Yeah.
Oh, so that throws them together.
Well, get them together, yes. We see that.
So what's
yeah.
up with the whole Abby? I guess because they're going to be trying to put Rafe and Carrie together, I guess they need
yeah.
Austin
they
to go after someone.
They don't
want to
do the Austin Sammy. Yeah, and they didn't
so
probably want to do
going
Austin Sammy.
Abby. And I'm just like, I like Chad with Abby, you know, and I'm bummed about
I
that.
I like Chad
you
and
know?
Melody, though, too.
Well, yeah, they're cute together. But it's
yeah,
like,
cute,
I don't,
yeah.
it's like, I guess I'm
that's
just
right.
not like, no offense to the actors or anything, but I just am not liking the way it's lining up.
I don't like
it's
Abby
like
and
professor,
Austin.
A professor, you know, student deal. That in itself is okay, but just, I mean, most of us probably had crushes on, you know, our teachers or professors at one point in our lives. But, you know, but it's just, I don't like where
that's
going.
But she got that crush on him before she knew he was going to be her professor, right? I mean, she ran into him and before he got the job, right?
Yeah. But it's
and
just,
he
kind of
got
know.
A crush when he gave her that stupid
I mean,
blue hat.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that she wears all the time.
Uh-huh.
Save Jack said in the chat room, Austin being around when Abby was born really increases the ooh factor.
Yeah.
yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
kind of like
true,
Uncle Max dating his nieces, maybe a little bit too close to home. I do like the Carrie and I mean, even though you know I wasn't a bit.
I like Carrie and Austin together.
I liked their scenes where they were going through the process of deciding whether they were going to stay in Salem and everything. It was like that was like. I mean, that was kind of like real couple talk, and I liked
couple,
that.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they're,
well, husband and
you know,
wife
like going,
to
well,
figure
you know,
things
like,
out. Yeah.
I loved his line. I loved Austin's line when she says, "Of course, in our family, we're close to our family and friends here." And he's like, "So we're moving back to Zurich then, or something like that." It was really cute. I mean, it was just cute the way that
he says,
you know,
"Well, you
like,
do what you want anyway. You always get your way anyway." I mean, he said
yeah,
that. He says, "Well, you do what you want
yeah.
anyway." And they're, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, so I thought
that
was
sounds
cute.
Familiar.
Thought, yeah. What are you trying to say, Mama Hooch?
Oh, she's giggling. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I liked those scenes. I thought they were good. And so then I was kind of like, oh, no, please don't make this, you know, Abby and Austin thing. So I don't know. So I'm not too happy about that.
Yeah, I don't like that pairing.
So
I never would have thought, maybe it's just shocking because I never would have thought of that. I mean, I just never.
Yeah, that came
in
out
the
of
same
the
orbit. I didn't even think of them in the same, you know, completely. No, different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so crazy. It was back in the day, Austin and Jennifer kind of had a friendship that with chemistry. I guess you would call it a friendship or chemistry. So that, because basically he's the same age as her mom. You know, even though I think Austin probably closer to Carrie. Well, Carrie's about 30. Okay, Chrissy Clark and I are the same age, so she's 38. So I think Austin's probably, you know, maybe 39 or 40. So
yeah,
and Jennifer's probably about 45, I would say. So he is closer to closer to the same age as Jennifer. But I mean, you know, I don't blame Abby for having a crush on him. I mean, you know, it happens.
Oh yeah,
but
I can see Abby having a crush. That's believable. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is,
but you know,
like Sammy did. Not, like Sammy was around that age, a little younger, I guess, when she got the crush on Austin.
Oh yeah.
Unless
I'm not seeing it, I really don't see Austin reciprocating at all. I you know, I got the impression he still
he's not looking at her like that at all. Just as a good somebody that he knows, like Jennifer's daughter. Yeah.
So maybe it'll be one of those where she's having a crush and, you know, he doesn't reciprocate or something. Let's hope.
I don't know.
So
that's going to be interesting. You know, you have Austin and Jack as co-workers at the Salem University.
That would be interesting. Yeah, if it does go anywhere.
Yeah, like, hey, I just banged your daughter last night.
Yeah. And here he's worried about Chad, De Niro. You know, Jack's all worried about Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe Jack will get to deck him. That would be cool. No, I'm just kidding. They get in a fight in school lunchroom. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Between Austin and Nicole at one time? Back in the day? In the office? It's just something. Who's the other Austin? The other actor that played Austin at the time. But there was something. Always something seemed to be between Nicole and Austin. Be different.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I remember
when I left town, Nicole was broken. Well, that was a while ago. Yeah, it's before Austin got back with Carrie. But he left town and Nicole was brokenhearted. Yeah, that would have made more sense than Nicole with Austin. Mm-hmm. And then having that, even with the triangle with EJ, because that'd be kind of different. You know, the three of them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the Abby thing, I mean, that's a surprise.
Wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, but, I mean, who else would you put her with, though? I mean, Sunny's gay, and Will's her cousin, so...
Gay.
That would be wrong.
Yeah, Will would
Yeah, you know, like, Will, you got two strikes against you. You're her cousin and you're gay. Now, if you were just her cousin, the Dave's people would probably put you together. But since you're also gay, that rules it out.
Since you're gay, I don't know. There always seems like there was something between Sunny and Chad, too. They seem like they're... Maybe they're going to go that way, though, too. Yeah, they seemed, even more so than Sunny and Will. I haven't seen that connection between Sunny and Will. I see it more between Sunny and Chad.
Setting it up. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I see more Sunny being there to help Will, not as a friend, more than, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe they are. Maybe they would lead to being together.
Gradually developed into something more than a friendship.
Maybe, but I almost feel like it's going to be somebody else. Like it's going to be somebody else or something. I could be wrong. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not sure. But
Looks like we need more men for Abby.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say... Jack Jr.'s not back, but that's her brother.
Who else is there?
Yeah, SJ mentioned in the chat room, Jacole. A lot of people want to see, at least temporarily, see Jack and Nicole team up, until Jennifer gets her head out of her rear end or whatever and figures out, that would be interesting. They would definitely be, they're both definitely tall. I think they would look good together. I wouldn't want them for Endgame, but see, what would be cool is if Jen could boot Daniel and, Brady could jettison Madison, then Nicole and Brady could get back together, and then Jen and Jack could get back together. Now, that would be my preference.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know. So who knows? But
let's see, what haven't I we hit yet this week? Oh, John Marlena, yeah, John pled guilty, and yeah. I guess I'll strange a little bit, but he's had a few scenes with Carrie and when
he
showed
Brady.
Up.
I like the scene with
that
Brady.
Was great.
Oh, they're always good together, Brady and John.
Yeah.
I'm glad they finally get
they're
to
so
act like brother
and father and son.
You know, father and son. It's like that was such a waste when they fired Drake just as, you know, Brady's coming back into town and the perfect casting with Eric. You know, so I'm glad whenever they have scenes together, I'm always happy. Well, I always think they do a good job together. I don't know, the Marlena and John stuff, I don't know. I'm still not that into it. I mean, I'm just not. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm actually enjoying Marlena more with Jack than I am seeing Marlena with John.
Yeah, as a
and Marlena with Will too. I thought
yeah,
it was, you know,
it's more interesting. Yeah,
her role was a grandma, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing that bugs me about that is that where is Kate? They completely forget that Kate is that
another grandma.
And it pisses me off that they've like totally left her out of his story at this point. Now maybe they'll get involved. She'll get involved later. But now she would normally be the person that would be so supportive of him and everything and help him out with everything. So I'm just like frustrated that she's MIA. And
he was living
with
her there for a while too.
Yeah. So I mean, that would be a way for them to kind of be reunited. So I'm kind of bothered by that aspect because I just think it would have been more natural for Kate to be, you know, there for him. But the scenes with Marlena are, you know, and Will are okay. I don't know. That's my feeling. I don't know. That's just.
Sally brought up a great point. She writes, John's reaction to Jack was so old school stuff between them. Jack always babbled on, and Jack always told him to get to the point. That's true. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was brilliant when I think that might have been one of the best Jack episodes of the year so far was when Jack went to see John and he got this brilliant idea that he was going to do a series of interviews with John to try to help clear John's name. And, you know, I think, oh, that's great. That's reporter Jack that, you know, we all know and love.
Right.
That's, you know, that's the guy right there.
Right.
And he's helping his friend and by doing what he does best. And, you know, and then John said no, I believe. So, yeah, that was an excellent episode. I'm glad Sally brought that one up. I totally forgot all about that one. Yeah, that was really good. In 19, Jack, he's got a lot of bowling pins in the air right now. He's got Abby.
Yeah.
He's got the university. He's got John. He's got Marlena. He's got Jen. You know, it's nice. They're kind of, I think with a lot of the actors, you see a lot of the actors in multiple storylines.
Yeah, which is good.
They're making
it up.
You know, Jennifer is involved in the Alice storyline. But from the interview I saw with Melissa this week, Melissa didn't give any spoilers, but sounds like from what she said, she's not that involved in the Alice storyline. So, you know,
all I can say is this is a lesson for everyone. They should really go through grandma's crap before they die.
I'm telling you, she had all these secrets. What else is there? God, who'd have known?
And then they go to the ornaments of all things. The ornaments, ornaments are sacred, you know. And it's not like the ornaments have been like hidden away all this time. They've actually been used every single year.
The ornaments have been every single year, and they missed all the stuff. They never saw that picture in there. Never saw all these letters.
The ornaments have been there.
Oh well.
I mean, but again, at least it was a shout out. It was at least it was another shout out to the history, which I'm not going to fault him for that, but it was kind of funny. I was just like, okay. So
there's some made up history there. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Chloe's bowl broke. I remember that. So it was like, okay, I guess that's foreshadowing that she and Lucas aren't going to work out, as if we didn't already know that.
Yeah, whose bulb's going to break this year?
That sounds naughty somehow. I don't know why that just does.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that's a good question, though. That's, who's bald is next? Oh. Yeah, what are they going to do for the Christmas?
Maggie and Victor's?
Oh, Victor's going to get a ball this year.
That's right, if she doesn't kill him first. And Daniel, of course. Daniel will have, Daniel will have a bulb. It'll be orange. Here, Daniel. Here's your,
and Melanie.
That one especially made for
you. Yeah, Melanie and Daniel now. They're Horton. Horton.
That will be nice.
Inner circle. Everybody's in the Horton inner circle. Ooh. I don't know.
That's funny. Oh. They're cracking me up in the chat room.
Here we go. Oh, God.
There's a discussion about balls. We'll just summarize it that way. Oh, and speaking of balls, have we pimped at Bob Hapka yet today?
No, we didn't. I saw him on Twitter a while ago.
Yeah.
But I think he's gone.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten to tweet with Bob. He's getting
wild on Twitter. I'll tell you.
He's probably still reeling from the jammy sex. It's probably good.
Oh, yeah, he was like getting sick and everything. Yeah, I was going, him and I are going back for, so a little jammy sex. Yeah.
Yeah, he did retweet me when I said
it might be rape once, but if you go back from second, third, and fourth.
EJ and Sammy, no wonder he knows he's gay or something. I don't know. Oh, God.
Leave it to Bob to be inappropriate at times.
I can't believe saying these things. Whatever.
Oh my God, the chat room.
I'm sorry. I'm politically incorrect.
Jan,
so what? Whatever.
Dan's killing me right now in the chat room.
I forget what else he was saying on there. I can't believe you're saying this, Bob. Oh well.
Yeah, Shylin posted orange ball for Daniel, blue ball for ..
Naughty Jan.
Yeah, she's not so shy after all, is she?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, she hears me. No. She hears me, yeah. Don't let her fool you.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're going to need a bigger tree because basically I think everybody on the show now is a flippin' Horton or married to a flippin' Horton.
They're trying to make everybody
Horton.
A flippin' Horton. That's what I don't like.
It used to be everybody
Horton
was a Brady.
It
used to be everybody was a Brady. Now everybody's a Horton.
I want to see the Demira Christmas tree with all their balls on it.
I just want to see the Demira balls. I don't really care if they're on the tree or not. Show me some mirror balls, please. How did we get on this subject? Sorry. Sorry, I brought up the bulbs.
One track mine here. No.
I know. It's on a naughty track for sure.
All those wonderful Demir,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, everybody tweet at Days of Our Lives and ask them we want to see the Demir balls. So,
yeah, we want to see the Demir Christmas balls.
We know Hortons aren't the only ones with balls.
I'm sure they're much, better and bigger. So whatever.
And I will promise you this: the Demira balls are better hung. They're better.
I think so.
Good thing DJ's tall.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Oh, and we have to... never mind. I'm going back to the jammy sex episode, but...
Go ahead.
Comes
right
that
back to
the
jammy sexy.
Well, it doesn't really have anything to do with the sex part, but that little kid, Johnny is just so adorable. He does need a haircut, but then I know his hair was supposed to be messed up because he was missing, but he was so adorable in those scenes. Oh, he did a great job. He... whichever one it was, Aaron or Griffin or both or whatever, they were really mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just can't believe how the police missed him under the table there. I mean, really.
Yeah.
That was just, they searched that whole pub.
Well, Genius Rafe explained it that, well, he disappeared, but, well, like, I knew he couldn't get that far with being a little kid that he is, you know.
Oh, they say
but,
he left and then came back.
Apparently he left and then he came back and they'd already shut off the, you know, cordoned off the building.
Then how did he get back in then? The police, he got right past that police line and everything. I don't know. They just didn't explain it that well, I didn't think.
No, it was stupid.
No.
But, you know, and of course,
no.
Rafe, why is it that Rafe or his creepy alter ego are always the ones that find the little kids? It makes me kind of
yeah,
wonder, you know?
Always
it's like,
the hero.
What is the deal with Rafe? I mean, you know? No.
I
mean,
I don't
I have
know what
to
the
admit,
deal is with Rafe, period.
I, mean,
I don't
I
get
have
it.
To admit, I'm not into, you know, I think Galen's very attractive, but I'm not
uh-huh.
into the character at all. But I have
uh-huh.
to admit, I mean, could they have been more adorable, like when he brought Johnny home? I mean, that was pretty adorable. And, of course, they were trying to make it even more so adorable, more adorable, because his mommy
was
over there. Her wife was over there. His wife was over there screwing EJ at the time. So, of course,
yeah.
they had to juxtapose that against
loser
Rafe. being super dad. But, you know, it was so cute. I just, oh, that little kid, he's just adorable.
Did I feel
so,
bad for Rafe? No.
No.
No. No. dummy.
Yeah, like they're saying in the chat room, it's like, yeah, it's like they hardly ever show Allie. They only dust Allie off when they need her to, like, tell them where Johnny is or something. I mean, seriously,
mm-hmm.
when that
yeah.
character is a teenager, she's going to be one messed up kid. Because, I mean, she's going to have, like, this whole complex about. And then Sydney, you know, too. I mean, they're in the shadow of Giovanni. But
and they are the cutest kids. I mean, I saw them at Day of Days, you know.
Oh,
they're even more,
yeah.
Of course, everybody's always, you know, they're so much cuter. They were just, the girls and, you know, they
oh,
had
yeah.
the
girls
there
are
and both
yeah.
the boys. They were both there, yeah. How cute. They were cute.
Oh, people are freaking out on Facebook, making comments to me like, oh, is Johnny going to die? Johnny going to die? And say, no, he's not
no.
going to die.
Is
no,
who going to die?
These
are people,
are
that
freaking out on Facebook.
Yeah.
People on Facebook were freaking out.
Did we forget a lot of, where there are people that don't really know what's going to
yeah.
happen. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. If they don't get online, they just... They don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, if your comments about Sydney and Allie, yeah, it is a shame. I mean, the whole show revolved on Sydney for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
They don't even see her anymore, though.
No, yeah, I think because they've had such a terrible time recasting her. It was basically this actress
yeah.
and actress before her, they just don't talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, why did they just keep who they had? Because they were trying to get another one on that would talk. Well, they got this one on, and she doesn't talk.
Yeah.
When they got, yeah. They should have just kept the one they had. She was cute.
Yeah.
She was a cute one.
Yeah.
The original
yeah.
one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the original, the Cinema Twins, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Why don't you remember them?
Well, they weren't, they weren't the original, but they were the ones that we knew for the longest.
The ones we knew. Yeah.
But
I guess
they were starting to get antsy, though. I mean, their mom, remember their mom was saying, I really liked her, too, like their mom.
Yeah, she's really
she was saying that they were getting to the point where they weren't really enjoying it and stuff. So, you know, as a parent, you kind of understand that, you know, okay, you don't want to feel like you're, the stage parent forcing your kid to do something that, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
at that point. But yeah. I wish the little ones would have the youngest one would have a little more personality and all. But maybe at that age they just don't want them to say much because they're, you know, remember Johnny, he used to get him in all those twins used to get him in all kinds of trouble because they'd say stuff, they'd make up their own lines. They're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, how was work, Dad? Mm-hmm. It's like, but hey, okay. You know, that was so cute. buy some with them. So, anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, the twins playing Johnny, though, I mean, besides being cute as a button, that they're really good actors and, you know, does a great job with the lines and everything. And
yeah,
it's just kind of surprising that they can't
they
get
the scenes.
Yeah.
Really?
It's amazing they can't
really
get
like,
the girls to act. Yeah.
You know, another thing, Sierra hasn't been on much at all lately.
Yeah.
Nor has Theo much, but Sierra really I mean, it's like she was the center of so much for so long in a way, and it's like now we never see Theo and Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't
score
at
them. We haven't seen them.
I hope they don't score at them too soon, because those kids are adorable.
Yeah, when I interviewed Renee Jones, I didn't get the impression that they were going to score as Theo at all.
Okay.
And I thought she was saying, I think maybe they're going to be in the Christmas scene. I'm assuming they're going to be in the hospital for the Christmas story reunion like they always are. But yeah, I think they're going to be involved in those ones. So,
Well, and that's another thing you mentioned, the hospital. I think Marianne and I were talking about this the other day that you know, it's nice that they're not, like, everybody's not living at the hospital right now, because there for a while, that's all we saw was the hospital. And it's so nice that, like, I mean, I love the Horton Town Square. It's just, it adds so much life to the town, and you actually feel like there's real people milling around, and, you know, I really like those sets. So they've done a good job with some of the new sets, and that definitely has made a difference. I really think it's made a huge difference in how, you know, how the show is shot and everything. I think about it. I don't think we've had any pier. I think they pretty much got rid of the pier for a while anyway.
Yeah.
And
they got
rid of that stupid park bench, that was like, the stories that park bench could tell were probably almost as good
the park bench
as
they come. Yeah, the park.
The stories that the Demira, the park bench stories are probably almost as good as the Demira couch stories, but not quite. But you know, so much stuff. I mean, they'd always run into each other in front of that park bench. So it's like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm glad that they got rid of that, or at least temporarily got rid of it. But it's been nice because we haven't seen that much of the hospital, if any, lately.
If any.
And it's just really been nice because there for a while they were just rotating people in and out of that same hospital bed. It was like, I hope you change the sheets first, because that, you know. It's like, it's refreshing to not have that so much. So, got to give them credit for that. You know, I'm most frustrated, I think, with just that we're not seeing enough screen time for the people that we really care about, and we're seeing way too much of people that we really don't care about.
They were making comments in the chat room about Jennifer and JJ, and in that one interview I read with Melissa, there's no JJ in the future. And yeah, so there's nothing going on as far as JJ Devereaux. So,
what about Eric Brady? I wonder if they every once in a while people
Eric
dust
Brady?
Him off and say that maybe he'll come back, but I haven't heard anything.
And Bill and Sean too. You hear that every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't really care. You know, I don't care about that.
That's never the show either. Yeah. Well, is there anything else, ladies? I think I pretty much everything on my list.
Think about covered everybody, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
We did.
We're yawning now. It's time to go.
I know. This is a place I've been up in a while.
I know. I've been yawning all night. I don't know why. I'm getting old. I think we've covered the help of our naughty chat room. They've been highly entertaining tonight.
Our podcast
is
naughty.
I think they're always entertaining, but after interview.
Yeah, we just need to talk about balls, and that's all they
yeah.
need. And
now we know what
to
say to get
there.
Everybody going. Mirror balls.
Mirror balls.
Mirror balls. Yeah, we need to file that away for one of our interview questions. What color are your ball going to be this year? So you going to get any Horton balls?
I don't want Horton balls.
I'd rather have Demira balls. Thank you. Hmm. No, power balls.
We'll keep everybody updated if we get Patrick Muldoon nailed down on an interview.
Yeah,
not, we will be asking
fun.
Him. Yeah, yeah,
I'm curious
we'll
to find out more
about
his. Yeah, I'm curious to find out more about his music and stuff. I know he's a musician mm-hmm. and everything. So.
Oh yeah, he's very good. Yeah.
You've
got to
like
see him.
I have to tell him I heard him singing. Yeah, see, he started off the whole show with Patrick.
Oh, cool.
With his jazz, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the one that started the show off, so.
See, that's what they need to do. They need to start a garage band on Days of Our Lives and have, you know,
oh,
like,
they've got some
hey, Brady,
good entertainers.
You know, you
want to
come over and hang out.
I enjoyed it.
And, you know, like
yeah,
Patrick Muldoon and Eric and, you know, whoever else, you know, Molly performed. You know, just,
Molly.
Like, they have fun with that.
Bill
you know?
Hayes, he still got it. He was
there
good.
You
know. Yeah. Enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so see, that's an endeavor they could get the, you know, the sort of like their off hours when they're not working and stuff. Well, that would be kind of
mm-hmm.
deal.
Yeah, Patrick's band's name is The Sleeping Masses, and that's how you find the website, The Sleeping Masses. And I think at the finest store,
Wally has
a
band. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think his Twitter is, I think it's at Muldoon Patrick. I think that's what his Twitter is. I'm not sure.
I think
so
it's Muldoon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Muldoon Patrick, right?
Muldoon
yeah,
Patrick.
So,
Muldoon Patrick, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Chance writing balls, balls, big balls. She's
yeah.
so bad. Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
have to take
yeah,
a shower
right.
now and cleanse myself of all this naughtiness.
Like the mirror, too.
Oh,
she's definitely
yeah. They're... Yeah, mentioning Julie Pinson. Yeah, I like Julie Pinson and Matt Asher back in the day.
Yeah.
I remember when I think Billy was helping Jack
decorate
the house for him and Jennifer. There's definitely chemistry there. But, so get your questions ready for Patrick. Go to the blog and for the link to go vote for Novell for People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, and oh, please go check out at Bob Hapka and see what kind of trouble he gets himself into. And tell him that
you can equally be entertained and offended at the same time. And
oh, yeah,
you
can.
Sometimes more or less, depending on just the side you're on.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Well, even if you're offended, I mean, you got to laugh.
Oh, we love Bob.
Yeah.
He's a friend
yeah.
of the show. We love him. He's great.
Yeah, just laugh.
And,
okay, girls.
All
thanks
right.
for everything. And we'll
just
see everybody. Yeah, see everybody next week.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.